Blog Talk Radio.
Yellow desert screen. My shame relies.
Booyah, it's Led Zepp to start off your Wednesday night, Thursday morning disorderly conduct with your host, Vincent LeBay. I believe I'm unmuted. Check me out on the Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/VTOCCE. I'm also broadcasting on my webcam on Yahoo Messenger. So any lucky ladies are interested in watching me take my clothes off momentarily, feel free to message me and we'll see what we can do. Anywho, I want to thank Amy, Apogees, Debbie X Daily, Debbie Times Daily, Debbie X Daily. I don't know. Sorry. Fuck that up. Girl from Detroit, Lady Slugga, and Tracy Gamore. To the program. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay, your host. I will be performing sexual favors for everybody this evening. So we can do this real easy. We can just take numbers, or you guys can work it out amongst yourselves. We'll work it out from there. Anywho, I was thinking of calling today's show Sex with Vince. I think it was, who was it that, was it actually Blue Sky, I think, suggested that I do a show, Sex with Vince. Sex with Vince. And then I was thinking, no, how about Sexy with Vince? So I don't know, I'm thinking of changing the show's name to Sexy with Vince. But I don't know if you want to do the insider extreme and watch me actually disrobe, ladies, because it might be a little bit obscene, not easily digestible. Anywho, for some reason, I would do like Justin TV or something like that, but for some reason, my webcam does not like Justin TV or Ustream or any of that shit. For some reason, it just will not engage. Like, does not compute. You know what I mean? Blows me away. Anyways. So, because I can't broadcast on that, I'm going to get a new computer and a new camera and do this right. Do this proper. Anywho, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Lady Slugga, we kicked it pretty late into overtime. It was nice hanging out with you. I introduced Lady Slugga to Chat Roulette. Some of you might be familiar with Chat Roulette. Apparently, last night, Lady Slugga, up until last night, Lady Slugga had not been introduced to Chat Roulette. And Chat Roulette's changed a little bit. There are less penises, I've noticed. There's actually some chicks. Although none of them stopped at me except for Lady Slugga, because she had to, because she knew me, and we were both on there looking for each other. And apologies to Amy, that happened right as the show ended. Sorry we left you hanging there, baby. Nothing personal. We were just... that was kind of weird how that happened. It just kind of like transitioned over. All of a sudden, okay, the show's over. But I'm on Chat Roulette with Lady Slugga now. Lady Slugga was like feeling it. She's like, all right, I'm going to get all these freaks on my show. Be curious to know what the results were, Lady Slugga. You made it seem like you were pretty much set on getting a bunch of freaks from Chat Roulette to join you on your show today. Did that pan out? Wondering... Why don't you give me a call at some point? We got an hour and 45 minutes, so you don't have to rush. But if you want to share maybe some stories from your adventures on Chat Roulette, that'd be great. We could do a little thing where we just all go on Chat Roulette, do an episode of BTR where just everybody goes on Chat Roulette and see if you Lady Slugget doesn't have her show. She's got it tomorrow. All right. Well, if you want to call in later, Lady Slugga, and join me and share your some stories from your experiences on Chat Roulette, that'd be great. We got an hour and 45 minutes. Maybe some other listeners have some experiences they want to share from Chat Roulette. Maybe you've never tried Chat Roulette. Why don't you go to chatroulette.com? Check it out, and then come back and give me a call at 347-826-7667 and tell me what happened. And if not, fuck you.
Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to conduct. Thank you, ladies, for joining me in the chat room. Rambo just joined me as well. So now it's Rambo and myself and all the women. This is great. Appreciate it. If any of you lovely people would like to join me now, please feel free to do so. I guess at this point I'm looking for a guest to join me here for the next 40 minutes, half an hour. And then hopefully we'll get something going second hour. At some point, Lady Slug are going to join us, hopefully, and share with us her experiences on Chat Roulette. So maybe actually I will head over to Chat Roulette in a minute, and we can do like a weird social experiment where we'll be on BTR simulcasting while we all swim through the maze of Chat Roulette. It'll be cool. I guarantee it. It's going to blow your mind. I hope you're going to take acid just like me. So WX Daily is stalking Rambo. Lady Slugger just said she came across two dudes together from Mexico with a bag of trees and a dildo. Came as in what, Lady Slugga? You came across two dudes together from Mexico with a bag of trees and a dildo? I'd rather that for a dollar too, Debbie Daly. But it'll boom, ching. I need a band, a house band, you know what I mean?
Thank you, very nice.
That's all I got. I don't even have a rim shot. I just have Eugene. Thanks, Eugene.
Thank you, very nice.
Well, if you want to join me and Eugene here, you can join us at 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about anything and everything. Lady Slugger, you know how to tease a man. Such a naughty Lady Slugger. Anywho, so Chat Roulette. Maybe we'll mix it up on Chat Roulette in a bit. And I'm sure Lady Slug is probably still on it right now. Okay, so play Misty for me. I don't know what that means. I have no clue what that means. Play Misty for me. Make Misty Mountain hot. Led Zeppelin. Because I played some Led Zeppelin there. I have some more Led Zeppelin I could play. How about that?
Thank you, very nice.
Okay, fine. Here we go, some Led Zeppelin. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Right now, we've got to break to our entertainment correspondent and chief Dancing with the Stars correspondent, Callie, with our update. How's the Bristol update? Please tell me you have good news.
Oh, my God, you crack me up. You crack me up when you're like, and our senior chief reporter for Dancing with the Stars. Yes, Vince, I am currently in California, obviously, and I'm reporting to you I can't believe I'm saying this. Bristol has not been eliminated. That bitch is still in the semifinals. Our beloved Kurt Warner just, you know, he got voted off. So that leaves Bristol, Kyle, the guy from Disney, Jennifer Grey, the girl from Dirty Dancing, and Brandy. This bitch cannot dance. She has no lively in her face. She has the same expression all the damn time. And she's still on Dancing with the Stars. What is wrong with you, America?
She's consistent. She doesn't totally fuck up. She doesn't totally, like, kill it, but she doesn't fuck up either. She always has good footwork. And
whatever.
She's got great legs. Great life.
No.
She knows
what
how to use
it. What's wrong with you, America? America, what?
My name's not America, but you can call me whatever you want.
I know, but I mean, honestly, you only get 5
votes.
Are
you kidding me? You know what kind of audience they're probably drawing with her?
What?
Come on.
Pedophiles? Creepos? People
are you
obsessed with
Are you referring to me?
I'm not referring to you, but she actually, she's older enough.
Kurt Warner
old
had
enough.
To go. Kurt Warner had to go. Sooner or later, he had to go. He had to go
no,
just on the premise
like,
that he wore that green shirt. What was that?
But Vince, like, really? She cannot dance. What is wrong with
she's gotten better.
People?
She's gotten so
she's
much
changed.
Better.
She's
got, you
box.
Have to admit, she's gotten better.
She,
you gotta, you have to admit, she's gotten better, though. She's gotten more confidence.
When she
she's,
tried to copy...
She's gelled more with her partner. She's letting her hair down a little bit more. She hasn't done it completely through an entire performance, but she's showing signs of breaking out. And she's
no.
speaking at the right time. Everybody else... See, the guy from Disney, he's just like, you know, he's like a one-trick pony, and they keep going for that trick. But she's going to come out of nowhere and, like, do something really naughty and nasty, and it's going to blow all those people's minds, and she's going to, like, get in the top three.
She's already in the top four. Semifinals.
I know. She can make it one more round, I think.
No.
And what was that? Not. Horrible. They were trying so hard to make her look bad with that like, sherbert outfit she was wearing. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with people. Is Sarah Palin really paying the executives at ABC and Disney? Like, really?
Huh. No.
You know,
they're paying
Sarah
her.
Palin
they're
has...
paying Bristol. Bristol's getting a paycheck. She's got to pay for her family.
No. Like, she has money. Like, they act like she doesn't have money. Yeah, she's
oh, of course.
Living...
They have Bristol herself. Bristol, what was she doing? She's doing Dancing with the Stars, and she does, like, spot appearances in teenage soap operas, apparently. And
she's a teen
advocate or whatever. So or so says her biography on Dancing with the Stars. DWTS.
She's...
Hashtag DWTS.
I don't know. I just... Honestly, it's a little fishy. I'm not going to lie. It's a little fishy. Like, come on. Oh, no.
I'm glad she's stuck around. She's hot.
I mean, good for, you know, Mark. I have more power to Mark, but, you know, at least she could have went home... You know, keep her, you know, five rounds, maybe six, you know, just for the entertainment possibility of it. But she's in the semifinals?
Yeah. Just like that, she's in the final four. It's like, that's what I love. I think that's why I like Dancing with the Stars. It's kind of like March Madness, the Sweet 16. Like, there's always, like, upsets and, like, people that shouldn't make it into the final four make it into the final four. There's like this underdog thing. There's always these people that just kind of like get up, you know, they just kind of hang out while all the other upsets happen, and they just like all of a sudden they're in the final four. I think that's what's up with their with Bristol Palin, Bristol the Pistol. She's unstoppable.
If I was Brandy, and if I was who else? Mainly if I was Brandy, because she's trying to, you know, rejuvenate her career. Kyle, mm-hmm. the dude from Disney, he has a career. Jennifer Greig is always going to be loved because she was Baby in Dirty Dancing. But Brandy is the only one that's current that, you know, hasn't been eliminated. I would be pissed off if this dancer, she's not even a dancer, she's just a whatever, a one. Like, literally. She has nothing. I mean, look, Audrina's a reality TV star, so is the situation. Rick Fox, Kurt Warner, they are athletes. Michael Bolton, he's irrelevant to pop culture right now. Let's see who else. David Hasselhoff, eh. Florence Henderson, eh. You know, like, I would only be, like, pissed off if I was Brandy. Be like, this motherfucking bitch won over me, and I have the ability to sing and dance at the same time, and this bitch just opened her legs and had a kid. I don't know.
No. It's going to come down to Brandy and the chick from Dirty Dancing.
Jennifer Grey, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be those two at the very end. And
so we should put a bet on
that's
this.
That's going to be interesting. That'll be very interesting.
Do you think Bristol goes home this week, or do you think she outlasts Kyle?
Let's pose that to the chat room. Ladies and gentlemen, do you think Bristol Palin, first of all, do you think Bristol Palin deserves to be in the final four of Dancing with the Stars? And, you know, separate from that, do you think this week she will survive? She's in the top, she's in the final four. I think it's either her or the dude from Disney. And I think this is Bristol's.
You said this last week.
I don't know.
Roll back the footage, or we don't have footage because we're not
Disney,
so we're roll back the playback. You said last week with Bristol's, and I agree with you. I was like, okay, whatever, you know, she sucks, you know, Kurt's gonna win it, but no, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Could Bristol Palin, could this bitch win?
She could.
Stars.
If that kid, this is how it's gonna happen, okay? For her to do it, that kid from Disney has got to, he's got to do this, either the same boring, like, shtick he's been doing, where it's just like little sketch things, gimmicky stuff, but it's just kind of bland and like overused. Either that, or he's got to like just really mess something up horrifically, and she's got to just do something. You know, she's got to sustain. She's got to do one performance where she just sustains like intensity the entire time.
Even Audrina, ceiling eyes, as they call her, because her eyes really don't really move, did a better performance than Bristol Palin. And I was surprised that Audrina could move and actually act.
I was surprised she went out so early. I actually thought Audrina would be where Bristol is right now.
Me too.
I thought she went out way too early. Way too early. That pissed me off.
I don't know. Like, what is wrong with people these days?
They just don't get it, Callie. They just don't get it. But I get it, and you get it, and everybody in the chat room gets it. And if you want to get it on with us, it's 347-826-7667. The topic, I don't know, you just called in, Callie, but the topic so far has been chat roulette. Do you have any experiences with chat roulette you want to share with us?
Actually, not technically chat roulette. It was chat, I don't know, it was something like chat roulette. It was like the generic version of it. And at school, in the radio lab, we have webcams on our computers. And we've always wanted to play with them and always wanted to do a webcast, but we never really did it. So time that me and my friend were just in there wasting time in between classes, and so they got it to work. And so, it's Omegle. That's what it was, Omegle. And so we did that. And he was playing around with it, and I would just, like, We had chairs on the wheel, so I'd like go back and forth with him and being like stupid, and then he's like, okay, you sit right here and I'll sit right there. He was in front of me and he was ducked down and he was typing and I was like the person, and like so the guy would come on and he thinks he's chatting with me and like yeah, whatever, and then my friend would be like, want to see something hot, like, and the guy was like, of course, and dude, how my friend would pop up and scare the shit out of the dude and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just pretty much fun. One time I did it at home, and I was talking to this guy with a mask, which was kind of creepy, but he was cool. But most of them, you know, there's a lot of people jacking off and a lot of people looking to hook up. And, like, I go on there with no makeup and, like, in my pajamas, and people are like, oh, my God. I was like, okay, you're stupid, but you're, you know, not, I don't want to sound racist, but there's a lot of people from back east on there. I don't find many Americans. But a lot of Middle Eastern people I find on there, like, in, you know, from India and stuff like that. I've never really met anyone from Europe or America. But, yeah, that's just my thing. What's your fondest memory of Chat Roulette?
The one I'm having right now. With
Are you
some
on
young
Chat
gentleman.
Roulette?
I'm not on right now. I have to get back on it right now. Everybody in the chat room's on it right now. This is
oh,
sort
really?
Of a quasi experiment we're doing here.
Well, I'm in the dark. I wonder.
You're in the dark?
I am. I don't have any lights on. I'm just having my TV and my laptop.
What are you wearing?
A lot of stuff.
Oh, that's hot.
Actually, my friends are playing a video game, so we're in a video game chat service thingy. Basically, where you can get on and you can voice chat with people. It's called Ventrilo.
That sounds like fun. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What is it?
Ventrilo.
You're gonna have to put that. You're gonna have to. Yeah. You're gonna have to spell it for me.
It's Ventrilo.
Ventrilo. .com.
Trilo.
Yeah, ventrilo.com.
Yeah, but there's free servers or whatever. Yeah. It's like Pal Talk. Have you did Pal Talk? Do you know what Pal Talk is?
Pal Talk?
Yeah.
No, not familiar. I mean,
well,
I know Chat Roulette.
Pal Talk is
another one.
This.
Oh shit! I'm gonna get. Watch, Lady Slug is already into a vortex. She's like deep into the matrix as it is. She's like, oh no, Pal Talk. Now I gotta get on Pal Talk.
Pal Talk is really cool.
No,
I have many friends that live out of state, and we all want to talk to each other. And the easiest way that now we're on Ventrilo because of the video game thing, because they play a video game, so they just talk and whatever. And the people like me, I don't play video games, and we'll go in there and we'll chat. But Pal Talk, you can create a chat room, and you guys talk. It's on the computer, so it's not like you're wasting your minutes or whatever. So you go,
mm-hmm.
You can buy it, you can, I think you also can webcam if you buy it.
It sounds like Skype. You can do this with Skype, can't you do a 10-way video call? Can you do that on Skype?
Yeah, but I do have Skype, but you can only do, Skype is only one to one person. This is like five people at the same time.
You can't do a conference on Skype?
That's a major design flaw. Video conference.
That's retarded. They have to get up to speed. They're stuck.
You can only voice conference.
They will be destroyed.
What about this Google?
Taking your calls. Excuse me. Taking calls at 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay along with your girl Callie right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, very nice.
Hey, Blue Sky's in the chat room now. Wow, she does it right. She gets the shouts out to everybody in the chat room all in one line in the chat room. Like, I'm retarded. I'll do it like individually. I'll be like, hey, Slugga, return. Hey, Rambo, return. Hey, Tracy. Instead, she just gets it all straight in a row. Anyways, so the one person who's not in the chat room but is with us online is your girl Callie. She's our entertainment correspondent. We were talking earlier about Dancing with the Stars. The question is, Bristol Palin, does she make it past this week? She's in the final four. Can she survive one more week? I, even though I'm Team Pistol, I kind of feel like this is it. She's done. This is her week.
Last week.
She got this far. That's surprising. Rambo reports that he's rolling some Blackberry Kush.
Nice. Puff, puff, pass.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Puff, puff, pass.
Oh, puff, puff, pass. Okay. What am I blowing on tonight? Tonight I picked up some new strains. I picked up Morningstar, AK-47, and Headcrack. And Headcrack is basically, for people that don't know, there's a strain called Headband, and there's a strain called, like, Green Crack, there's Purple Crack, like, Blue Crack, I think. But this is, like, Green Crack mixed with Headband. And then there's Morningstar, which is a straight sativa. And then AK-47, which is the sativa indica hybrid with the sativa dominant. Some good quality stuff that's helping this program move along tonight.
Thank you, very nice.
Outside of that, I thank the Lord in heaven for your girl Callie joining me here. You saved me. I didn't have anything. I have all these folks in my chat room and listening, and I had nothing. I had nothing. And you came through. I appreciate you joining me once again here.
Well, you know, you can always get a hold of me via Twitter. I'm on the Twitter all the time, more than anything else. I'm a little addicted. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, so.
Pal Talk. I'm at Pal Talk. It's still loading. It's at like 58%. ExpressPalTalk.com. Pal Talk Express.
I think you have to pay for Pal Talk Express. You know what's really cool about Pal Talk?
Screw that. Fuck those people. I don't want to pay for that shit.
No. You don't have to pay. Like, if you want the Pal Talk Express, you have to pay for it. Like Blog Talk Radio, there's free features and then some stuff that you have to pay for. But Pal Talk, basically you can go into, like, little, it's like chats, and, like, you can talk to people instead of typing. You can type and talk. So that's really cool. I mean, like, especially for me having a lot of friends that live outside of state, it's just easier all to talk at once. So.
Oh my God, it's initializing. Should I be nickname? I'll just make something up on the spot, or do I have to join? Oh, I hate this shit, dude. I hate filling out profiles
You know how many profiles
it's not worth
I
it.
Have?
At this point right here, you get to this point, it's just like, forget it. Why? I have to create a profile. I hate creating profiles. I shouldn't have to create a profile any longer.
But with anything, you have to.
Oh, I hate creating profiles. That should be a niche market right there. Just somebody that goes around and makes profiles for people.
And mine's all the same. All the same screen name, all the same password, everything. Everything's the same.
It's all the same.
It gets irritating where you have to think of other, you know, things. Like Yahoo, I don't use Yahoo, but then, like, my guy friends have a fantasy football on Yahoo. I don't give a shit about Yahoo. I don't even sign into anything anymore, but I used to sign into AIM and AOL. No, I hated that shit. So I had to create a whole other screen name and bullshit. It was just retarded.
It's totally retarded. So what else is going on, Callie? What else you got to report?
Pretty much on Friday, I will be in the Bay Area again. Once again, I am gracing the Bay Area, the Yay Area, with my presence. Gonna go see Trey Songz and Usher in concert.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Going to be the open arena. It has a name, but I forget what it is. Yeah, so big ups. It's going to be my, technically it will be my first time in Oakland. I've only been to Oakland on BART. And you know when you drive by, well not drive by, but you ride by the, I think it's the baseball when you go on BART. So I've only technically been in Oakland by BART, which I don't consider that actually in Oakland. So I will be going to Oakland, which I'm kind of excited. And, like, I've always wanted to go to Oakland, and I always give my friends crap. I'm like, let's go to Oakland, let's go to Oakland. And they're like, let's not go to Oakland, let's go to San Francisco or something. So I'm excited to go, and I definitely will be tweeting from there. And it's going to be awesome, I bet you. It's going to be Trey Songz, you know, he's really hot right now, and Usher has made his way back to the music business, so it should be good.
Last time I heard from Trey Songz, I saw him on the Prince tribute thing on BET,
mm-hmm.
and he, like, butchered Purple Rain, and, like, they cut to Prince at one point, and a dude had a look on his face, he's like, what are you doing to my song? It's horrible.
I remember that.
You remember that? That was, like, last year?
Yeah. I watched it with my friends, and they're like, oh, my God, that was so horrible. I still like Trey Songz. So, he's really cute, and all his music's pretty much for the ladies. So, since I'm a lady, hopefully, go Trey Songz. So, it's the OMG tour. It has to be good.
The OMG tour?
Yeah, because I don't know. No, I was going to say, I don't know if Usher's album was called OMG, but it wasn't. It was Raymond versus Raymond. But, you know, Usher has that Oh My God song with
no.
Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas. So, well, I don't know what to tell you. But, yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time in the town, Oaktown, that is. That's where it goes down, in Oaktown.
Hopefully. I love the Bay Area, and I cannot wait to move out there, so... Hopefully, I forgot to say this on your other show, but if Wild94.9 or KMEL would like to hire me, dude, find me on Blog Talk and look me up. I would love to move out there right now. On air in the mornings with JV or just anything. I'll do anything if I could just get on air at Wild94.9 or KMEL. And if anyone's listening, I would love to go to Wild Jam. Just putting that out there again. You can find me on Twitter, twitter.com/YourGGCali. And I definitely want to because Drake and Chris Brown are performing, which I don't give a shit about Chris Brown because he beat up Rihanna. But I love Drake. So Wild Jam or Wild949, give me a call. Or KEMEL, give me a call.
There it is, your girl Callie. Check her out. She's coming to the Bay. The town we're too short from. This is just another day. We're taking your calls 347-826-7667.
Grab my keys off the table in a big old bank. I hit Interstate 80 and I'm rolling. behind that diddly dog. Twin one and two were telling stories. Pop beating down niggas for the glory. Had to catch a plane that 9 year old out of town. Everybody getting high, trying hard to clown. I had to go shopping before it's time to leave. I dipped to the mall, flipped me some jeans. Rolled on out like a player. Hot ass day, bitches everywhere. I'm leaning hard to the left like a big shot. Checking out the hoes, seeing who would get knocked. Cause when you fuck with shorts, you get fucked quick. I run some drama on your ass to make you suck dick. Ride through the old thing, beaming it slow. That shit about niggas on the phone drive crazy. Trying to tear up shit. It's just another day in Oakland, D.I. Yeah, them niggas from East Oakland be driving crazy than a motherfucker, man. Niggas over there on 84 Beamer, niggas always talking about us. Just how we drive on the phone, man, you know. Doing donuts and shit. Running all up on the curb. Breaking up new cars and shit, nigga. Really don't know. That's some Oakland shit, bitch. It was me, Jock, Beamer, and T-Lo. Boop, kicky, slow motion, and P.O. Spud, Juju, Frog, and Big E. Getting high on Oral Street. Bub, Joe, Ray, CeCe, and Mark. Rolling both deep from Sobrani Park. Howard came through from the B-Town. Motherfuckers getting high, it's going down. It's the same every day it's the same. But that night we hit the hoop game. Who was playing? Seattle versus Golden State. Hollered at the homeboy, Gary Payton. After the game, we went to his house. NBA jams, turf the south. Niggas talking loud, slamming bones. Any kind of way to get your gamble on. Bet, all you kept hearing was bet. Dice game on the pool table, fuck that shit. I ain't going out of town broke. I gotta have a bank and some bank to smoke. Think I'm gambling? You must be insane. It started getting late, I had to catch that plane. So I got to the airport. Just another day for too short. Yeah, I did that kind of shit, you know. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing, little bitch. Show dogs in the motherfucking house. Kicking it with QD3 on the LA scene. Ain't no thing, baby, cause we coming up in the game. That's how we do it. We getting money, and we go here and there, and we clock the bank. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I was high as fuck on the airplane. Thinking to myself about street game. How a black man will do you in a minute. Walk around the corner, see some shit and get in it. How the police always trying to catch us. Fell asleep and woke up in Houston, Texas. Gangsta ass niggas from the 5th and the 3rd. Take your ass there, nigga, fuck what you heard. Next night we did a show in New Orleans. Same gangsta, same old scene. Yelling at 7th at 9th Ward. I seen my homies from the 3rd and the 4th. It was me, Big Dog, and the Ed Guard posse. Having fun and you just can't stop me. I did a show in Birmingham, Alabama. Then caught an airplane to Atlanta. I heard about the motherfucking freak nick. Pop that pussy hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my partners from the O flew up. And they was slaying that donkey stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. I guess I'll get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know. F-R-O-G, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to little girl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita, my brother Wayne Lowe, just another day, bitch.
we're back with your girl, Kelly. Going into hour number two here.
Hey, hey.
Well, thank everybody in the chat room for hanging out to Blue Sky 69, Dan Radio, Debbie Daly, Guest 676, Jan, Lady Slugga, Tracy Gamar, and your girl, Kelly. Apparently people have been having problems with buffering and audio and whatnot, so from time to time I apologize, but if you have problems, you should probably try refreshing your page. I find that helps. That works the best.
I had some problems. Really, I was trying to come into the chat, and it took me a good, couple of minutes to be able to get into the chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's laggy. That's how it is. It's what it be. So you're going to go see Drake, huh?
I want to. I definitely want to. I was going to go try to see Drake for my birthday because he was in San Francisco on my birthday, but it was sold out. So I was like, what the heck? So I went to Santa Cruz instead, but had a fun time, but I just wish I could have seen Drake instead of, go to Santa Cruz.
Yeah. I'm not a big Drake fan. I don't know, but I can't say I really hate on Drake or anything because I don't really know if I've ever listen to anything by Drake ever.
He's all over the radio.
I guess. I don't listen to the radio, though. I listen to BTR.
Let's give a blog on radio.
I live, breathe. No, I listen to, honestly, when I listen to radio in the car and stuff, I usually plug in my iPod, but I usually tune in local radio. And I usually do the AM talk shows. One of my favorites is the guy who's on right now here in the Bay Area. At night, he did Phil Henry. You ever heard of Phil Henry?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this guy's been around for like 30 years, talk show host. He does, like, he's got mental, he must have, like, multiple personality disorder or something, but he's turned it into a long-standing staple comedy talk show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I first found out of him, he's been around for like 25, 30 years, and I just found out about him just in the last couple of years. And I listened to him when I first started listening to him on a regular basis. I swear to God, I thought, I was just like, this is kind of like, like, there's something up with this. Like, first of all, it took me a while to catch on that like, it was all kind of facetious, and that some of the guests that they had were just fake. It takes you a while to figure that out, and once you figure that out, you're just like, okay, the guests are fake, obviously, and it's sort of like an in joke type of thing. It's pretty funny. And that the stuff they pull off just sort of like improv just off of what people call in and say. But then you find out that it's all just one dude, and it's amazing. And then you see him, you go on YouTube and you see him do this show, and you're just like, this is incredible. If you try to do that, it would be, it's like ventriloquism.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a radio ventriloquist. He's really good. Like, when I first listened to him, I was like, this guy's kind of lame. I was like, he's all right. And it's like, it's obviously he's got a fake collar that calls him being multiple people. But, it's kind of funny because they kind of like, there's always somebody to bait. Because he's syndicated nationally, and like, there will just be this, this weird, wacky housewife somewhere in like West Virginia that's just like, can't believe that this school teacher from Los Angeles is dating one of the students. And the guy will come, you know. And the guy, it's just like, stuff is like outrageous, but not like not too outrageous to where like it seems like it's, and the guy will be on, and it's like so obvious that it's like it's a fake guy, but to some people it's just totally over their heads. And it's funny. Phil Hendry. I say if you want to check out some interesting radio personalities, go on YouTube and type in Phil Hendry. He's on Twitter. He's got his, I'm sure if you go to philhendry.com, you'll see his page. But he's like a, he's a throwback. It's kind of like a, he's kind of like a one-man, what was that TV show? It's like Whose Line Is It Anyway, I think it was called.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just all improv. It was like sort of like sketch improv, which is really tough. Like, it was amazing that they could even do that and pull off anything. And sometimes when they were on, they were just, it was just like really good. Same thing with this.
I have a poll out there for everyone. Would you rather listen to your local radio station or a podcast or online? Because I am thinking about investing in a online radio station, and I would talk to my partner about having podcasts that would be easy to download, so you could download it to your iPod or whatever. And I think that's where radio and broadcasting is going, is mainly on the online. But I just want kind of everyone's opinion, so I know before I invest in an online radio station. So let's
make an app for a smartphone, and now make an app for a smart TV. That's the main market. Smart apps. If you get in on the smart TV apps thing, that's the new thing. Samsung and Sony are coming out with TVs. I don't know who Apple might come out with their own TV, or might team with somebody. I don't know how Apple TV works, but Sony's coming out with TVs with Google software built in, so you can basically, like, it makes your TV into like a big smartphone. Like, you can download like a CNN app, or you can download like a Your Girl Cali app, you know. Like just like they have with smartphones, but it's on your TV. Samsung's going to do that, but they're going to have their own proprietary thing. They're going to try and make it like open source, where it's like they're trying to bring in these people to design apps for their TVs. I think eventually Samsung, which is also known for their refrigerators, I think eventually their end game is combining the smart TV/phone experience with the refrigerator. So what you'll do is, like, you'll have your TV, your phone, your internet, all of it is built in to your refrigerator. And so, like, you just go on your smart TV. It's like a big flat panel, and you can it's touch sensitive, and you can do a touch screen thing, and you can, like, boom, boom, download the Your Girl Cali app and watch that real quick. And then on the side, you open up another window, and then you, like, download the Safeway app, and then you, like, you buy some bananas and peanut butter, and then you open your refrigerator, and 10 minutes later, there's banana and peanut butter in your refrigerator.
That's just crazy.
That's fucking the future, folks. Look out for it. Stick around. It's gonna be amazing.
So I think I should invest in my online radio.
I think what you're gonna see is a battle of smart TVs.
You know
when they had video and it was a battle over Beta versus VHS, the VHS one. they're doing the same thing now with smart TVs. It's like, you know, Microsoft is going to have their platform. Google has their platform. They've teamed up with Sony. Samsung is coming out with their smart TV, but they're doing their own apps. Who else? Apple TV. Apple's doing their own thing. You know, Microsoft's going to have something up his sleeve. Bill Gates or whoever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to get into the game. And they're all jockeying for position.
Gosh. It's like...
kind of like Blu-ray versus... Blu-ray versus... DVD or something. Yeah.
Hmm.
Like what, you know, Blu-ray was what, Sony, Panasonic?
Yeah.
Blu-ray won out. So people are wagering that Sony's going to win with Google. They're playing the Google card. Meanwhile, Google, did you hear about Google today?
Mm-mm. Oh, it gave everyone like a 10% raise. And whoever leaked that information, they got fired.
So what kind of message is that?
It's bad marketing. Like, I mean, oh, well, you gave each other, you know, a raise. So what? You help to the world. You didn't fire that person that leaked it.
I know people that... work at Google, and I actually had seen them post on their Facebook saying like, yay, I love my job, yay, I love Google, not saying why they did, but obviously 20,000 employees, somebody somewhere is telling somebody, hey, I just got a 10% raise, oh my god, you know, even if it's like a spouse, it could be anybody. And that leaks to somebody, or, you know, but I think the thing here was it was directly leaked straight to this site.
Yeah.
And so sort of like this insider thing, but it's like, what do you expect? I mean, that's eventually going to get out somewhere. And you would think that Google would announce that too, being the, you know, the Wall Street icon that it is right now. You know, that's something you want to report to your shareholders.
I mean,
they're a public company. But whatever, they have, so maybe this guy violated some policy. But I think it's ironic just because the whole point of the 10% raise was that they're trying to entice the employees to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
we really want you guys
so.
To stick around. So here you go, 10%. And one of those guys was like, yippee, I'm going to go tell my friend's blog, or a blog. I'm getting a 10% raise. You know, things are good here. You know, that guy that they, you know, a second ago, they just wanted to keep around, so they were throwing 10% at him. Suddenly they're like, no, you're not worth it. You got to go. You're expendable suddenly. You're all expendable? Wait, no, you're not expendable. Go away. I thought that was lame. It was just kind of like, you know, they have, you know, the employer has, you know, whatever. They have guidelines or rules that they expect of their employees. That's their thing. Okay, fine. But I just think that's kind of lame. Like, but that would even be like something that would be leaked, you know, that would even be considered leaked. It's like, so what? You know, companies give people raises all the time, especially around holidays, you know. It's the fourth quarter, so all these companies are starting to get ready to report end-of-the-year earnings, fourth quarter earnings, and then they're, you know, so they're factoring in, you know, bonuses and all that stuff. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Rambo's laughing and whistling and laughing in the chat room.
Hmm. Why?
I think it might have something to do with John, who's got one of his emoticons. His nose is like growing, so I guess he's lying. But the nose is actually looks like it's poking another emoticon in the back of the head, which in turn that emoticon starts to sweat. Oh my God, Rambo like got a threesome going on of emoticons. This is getting, we got some emoticon porn going on in my chat room right now. This is hot. This is what I'm talking about.
That's just crazy.
Well, yeah, it's insane. It's nuts. Anyways,
well, then,
speaking. Oh, go ahead. Continue.
I was just gonna go because I have to go and get up for work tomorrow. We're celebrating Veterans Day, so gotta be rise and shine and go support all the vets. And the inactive and the active duty military out there. So I am going to bed so I can wake up for work. But I thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for inviting me. I love it. I love that you invite me all the time.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. It's always good to have your reporting and insight, especially with the Dancing with the Stars. It's starting to really heat up here. And folks in the chat room, one more time, I'm going to remind you, Bristol Palin, will she or will she not make it on one, make it past this week? We're taking your votes right now. We'll see who wins next week. Anyways, thank you, Callie. I appreciate having you. And we'll talk to you again soon, baby. We'll see you on Twitter.
All right. We'll see you on Twitter. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Good night, Callie. There you go. Your girl, Callie, our senior entertainment correspondent and chief Dancing with the Stars analyst. She's a senior contributor. Anyways, glad to have her on. She came out of her way to do that. So we got 38 minutes here to go. 38 minutes to take your calls. 347-826-7667. Tracy Gilmore's talking in the chat room about three muff divers. What, beaver hunters? Three muff divers? What the? Three muff divers or muff divers three? Which one? Tracy, you're going to have to call in and explain. Are you guys all still, is everybody in the chat room still on chat roulette too at the same time? Because I've been on Yahoo chat and nobody's over there with me. So I'm just going to quit Yahoo Messenger and I'm going to go. And what am I going to do here? I'm going to play a track and figure things out. If you want to join me here, help me straighten things out, the number is 347-826-7667. Taking your calls for the next 36 minutes right here on Blog Talk Radio. I guess we should go to a track here. Let's see. What do we got here?
Thank you, very nice. Let me go, my boys, let me go.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
On Disorderly Conduct. I apologize there. It's just me running the ship here tonight, as it pretty much always is. My producer Amy was here earlier. She ducked out early. She, supposed to keep me on cue and get me my show prep and everything, and she kind of dropped the ball again tonight. So thanks a lot, Amy. Appreciate it. She came through for me last night, though, so that was all good. I should be unmuted. Let me know if I'm not. Tracy in the chat room is talking about Hambone. I've heard of Hambone, like that, like music, like Hambone music, but like old, like, holy moly, Blue Sky going nuts in the chat room. People are just chopping it up left and right in the chat room. All sorts of, it's like a rainbow in there of chatting. It's amazing. Everybody's got different chat font colors. It's really the color. I like the colors. It's psychedelic, actually. Anyways, ladies, please join me. I have Tracy, Lady Slugga, Debbie, and Blue Sky. If any of you ladies want to join me, feel free to do so. The number's 1-347-826-7667. I'd love Lady Slugger to join me and fill me in on what's going on with Chat Roulette. Maybe she's on there right now. Maybe I haven't even had a chance to go over there and check things out on Chat Roulette. Maybe that's what I'll do right now. I will close this out here and Chat Roulette. Here we go. Let's check this out. Well, while I'm doing this, I urge you folks to give me a call, 347-826-7667. Let's go into this track here. Let's get things moving here. It's a disco party. That's Chantel. I'll be right back.
My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Transylvania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about the air. My baby came down from Romania. She was the queen of Transylvania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about the air.
back. It's Vince in the Bay here with you. I'm broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. You should be unmuted. You should be able to hear me. I'm also on chatroulette.com. And, I found somebody that is listening to my show, but now I'm hearing an echo from their computer. So they're going to have to go to their computer and turn down the audio, or else I'm going to be dealing some feedback that's really going to make things difficult here. I might have to move on to the next person on chat roulette. Anywho, I actually came across somebody that was listening to me on chat roulette, but there was like some feedback. They were like over in the corner or something, so they weren't talking. So much for that. What's up, dude? Are you listening to me on Blog Talk Radio? No, you're not. You're leaving. Okay, I'm on chat roulette right now. This is amazing. Tracy's on the phone again. What do you mean you're on the phone again? No, you're not on the phone calling me right now, which is what you should be doing. Anyways, folks, I got 25 minutes to go here. The number is 347-826-7667. Find me on Twitter at twitter.com/VTOCCE. Find me on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. I'm on Facebook. I'm also broadcasting live on Blog Talk for the next 24 minutes. If you want to join me on the air, on internet radio, we can make history tonight together. If you call now, 347-826-7667, I'm also in chat roulette. And I know somebody in the audience, whether it's Amy or Blue Sky or VMAC or Debbie or John or Lady Slugga or Melinda or Rambo or Tracy, or maybe somebody else is listening on their mobile. But it looked like somebody listening on their computer for sure. There actually are some cute girls randomly on chat roulette. Surprisingly, like I remember chat roulette when I first started. That was the first time I tried chat roulette was after I saw it on spoofed on South Park. I was like, okay, so I gotta go check out chat roulette. And they were like joking about how it's all penises. And at that time, which is maybe about 2 years ago, it was mostly just penises, and it still is to a good extent penises. But it is still mostly guys. But there's less penises than there used to be. A lot less. It used to be all penises. A. Monet is not able to join us tonight, my producer. She did come back, though. Valiant effort. I appreciate that, Amy. It's too bad you can't call in. But it's okay. I'm on Blog Talk. I'm also on Chat Roulette. And I want to let you guys know I'm in Chat Roulette. I'm wearing a Warriors basketball jersey. And I'm wearing a red beanie. And I've got my Geekazoid headphone headset thing. It's my USB headset geek thing, but yeah, I've got 20 minutes to go here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Hang out on chat roulette with dude in a White Sox cap. Seems like he's kind of bored. He's just cruising around. Right on, bro. You should hang out with me and the ladies over here on Blog Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live over on Blog Talk for the next 20 minutes. You can also call in 347-826-7667 or not. And he decided not. He left. That's fine. Well, I hope somebody out there, I hope Amy, you should, since your phone's dead, you should go on Chat Roulette and cruise until you find me. You know, we can make up for last night when Lady Slugga and I can't believe Lady Slugga, I haven't seen Lady Slugga on Chat Roulette yet. That was so awesome last night when when I found her. That was great. Tracy says she says I'm on the phone, and now she's saying I'm gonna get off. Hey, what's going on, ladies? Hey, I'm broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio right now. I have an internet radio show that's going on for another 20 minutes. You're totally on it right now. Yeah. Yeah, you want to officially call in, though? Are you ready? California. Wow, they actually were hanging out for a second there. I don't know if you guys heard that though, because I think the this kid is like doing some thing with his hand on his face. That guy is doing something with his hand, not to his face. Luckily, all we were looking at was his face. A lot of girls on here are just giggling. A lot of girls in Chat Roulette are just giggling. I wish you could hear the audio. I don't think you can hear it with me on here. Anyways, join me. We've got 20 minutes to go. 347-826-7667. It's been a trip hanging out in Chat Roulette and broadcasting with you folks. This dude's got Mickey Mouse ears on. That's artistic. That's a good one. Where's Minnie? Maybe he doesn't have his audio on. I don't know. There's seriously a guy on there. Oh, wow, that was a cutie. Wow, the cutie's always passing me, like, right away. Tracy's says her nickname is Giggles. What does that mean exactly? Giggles, you're like, what's going on, dude? What are you up to, bro? Oh, you should go to bed then. Oh, man. I don't know about this. I never got that number for Pinko, Rambo. Melinda, you never left your the link to your show. You said you were going to be... All you said is, check me out. I'm the Asian girl. All right. Chat Roulette is annoying me right now. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Give me a call. Got 15 minutes to go. 15 minutes to take your calls. Lady Slugga, I'd love to hear about your Chat Roulette experiences. Maybe not. If not, maybe tonight. Maybe sometime very soon. Hopefully.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you. I want to thank your girl Callie for coming through and hanging out with me here on the program and chopping it up about Dancing with the Stars. As always, thank you to the chat room. AIM on A28, Blue Sky 69, Damn Radio, Debbie X. Daily, John, Lady Slugga, Melinda-N, Rambo, Librand Radio, and Tracy Gamore, all right here with me on Blog Talk Radio. Call me, 347-826-7667. Let's get down to business. You know what I'm saying? My computer completely froze up. Hey folks, this is Vince in the Bay. Having some major issues with the switchboard here. I will be back in just a minute. Stick around, I got 14 minutes to go. I'll be right back.
Alright, well, fuck it. For some reason, I'm getting some feedback on my phone. This is really annoying. Hello, can you hear me?
Little woman, she ain't very tall. She still she loves me best of all. She's my woman, all in all. She's my lover, and she's my ball. I roll around. Have a lot of fun. She always whispers to me softly, "Them Bo Diddley, you the one." Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Sure enough, I hold her in my arms and I kiss her real gentle. She said, "I'm feeling real rhythm. Take it easy, baby. Your temperature running hot. You gonna start those after me, wonder. Oh, baby, what you got? You're my ball. You're my rubber ball. Whoa. The telephone and call a poet at home. He says, "Hey, little boy, you better let my daughter know." I says, "Oh, yeah."
Okay, I'm back. Can you guys hear me? I'm off my Skype connection. My Skype connection, like, freaked out on me. Skype and chat roulette, no bueno. But I'm on chat roulette right now. Come check me out. I'm in there. It's chatroulette.com. And I think I had all this shit open at chat roulette at the same time, and it just, like, crashed my thing. But I'm back in chat roulette. I got the red beanie on. If you guys want to find me, Amy apparently wants an Alaskan Husky. That's great. So can you hear me? Is the question. Hey there, ladies. How you doing? What's going on? You got a burqa on there? What's that all about? Or are you trying to withhold your identity? What's the deal? Is that your makeup person in the back? Hello? I don't understand these people. Okay. So hopefully one of you guys is in. Oh, my God. I don't even want to know what that is. Yikes. Yeah, crazy. Whoa. These people are nuts on here. Well, regardless of chat roulette, I'll probably mess around with that for a little bit more. If you guys want to call me, we can go on overtime and chop it up. We can make sweet cyber love or sweet phone fun in the overtime if you want to. There's 3 minutes left to lock in for that. If you want to have some fun, phone ladies, join me at 347-826-7667. We'll take care of you. If not, join me again here on BTR, probably the same time, same channel. Probably, what is it, 11 p.m. Pacific time, which is 2 a.m. Eastern. My God. That's right. Melinda N. Baby, we got to get you to call in one of these times. I hope I find you on chat roulette. I'm going to go back in there after this. It's kind of addicting. But people are like, kind of like those girls are. There's something so high school about it. Maybe it's because all the high school kids on it. Melinda ends kind of scares me, frankly. What's that? I just like to watch. Hey, Monet, if you're on a computer, Amy, you should go on chat roulette. Let's hang out. I got a red beanie on, okay, everybody? Now you know. I'm on chat roulette right now. I'm circulating. And I got the red beanie on. Right now I'm wearing, I got the white headphones for the iPhone because my Skype connection freaked out on me, crashed my computer. So sometimes I can't tell if these people are really looking at me. Like, I think some of these are just like fake people that they put in here to make it seem like it's not just people with their cocks hanging out. Anyways, I'm the guy with the red beanie on in chat roulette. If you want to check me out, I'll be on there for a little bit longer. I want to thank everybody for hanging out tonight. I want to thank your girl Kelly for reporting tonight about Dancing with the Stars. happy to see Bristol Palin's going to advance a little bit farther. I think it'll be her last week, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll hear from Callie again next week about that. There's always something entertaining happening. And, yeah, great to have her come by. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. A1A28, Blue Sky 69, Dam Radio, WX Daily, Guest 129, John, Melinda Dash N, Rambo Librand Radio, and Tracy Gamore. A big ups to all of you. Thank you for joining me. This has been Vince in the Bay reporting live from the Bay. From high atop my yacht inside of the San Francisco Bay, concluding this evening's transmission, this morning's transmission. We'll see you again mañana. Unless you're over on Chat Roulette, I'm the guy in the red beanie. All right, peace out.
Break it on down. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you.
Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take till the end? And if we break down all we left behind, is this the highway of all mankind?
Axis spins around and round we go. Where we're going, no one really knows.
facts a day.
Woo!
So if you ever ask yourself,
found some chicks. They were hanging out with their dudes, and these chicks were like showing their tits and stuff. It was kind of cool. But that's over now. And that's the end of my podcast. I thank you all for listening. This is Vince in the Bay, a.k.a. Mega Dude from back in the day. Check me out, twitter.com/VTOCCE. Check me out also on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE, or look, search for Vince in the Bay. Twitter.com/VTOCCE, YouTube.com/VTOCCE, pretty much anything.com/VTOCCE, and you'll find me, Vince in the Bay. Thank you very much. Signing off. Good night.